This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment. I've got a lot of news to hit, a lot of clips to get to, but also your phone calls to take. And Paul Joseph Watson will be here in the fourth hour hosting from London, England. Michael Savage, you know, is absolutely on target as an anthropologist. When I said nobody's bad from where they are or who they are, there are good people that come from these Islamic countries. There are good people that come from China, people that come from Germany, people that come from wherever. The point is, humans are tribal. Humans are in gangs. Humans, you know, engage these type of behaviors. I want to create a global understanding of human empowerment, free market, and open society based on chivalry, where we're all part of the tribe of being constructive and being good. And then rejecting evil, which is just systems of corruption and disinformation and deception. And that is a unifying system that will allow humanity to basically move to the next level. Savage obviously has a more cynical view of seeing how all this works and knows that just because Christian cultures or whatever finally said, let's stop being barbarous and enslaving people, and then got the rest of the world to kind of move away from slavery, we then, because we actually care about it, are told we're the slave masters and the worst people in the world because we're the ones that will actually listen to it and feel bad. People aren't feeling bad in Africa or Asia or many areas in Asia or the Middle East where women are like animals, totally controlled. And the trendies don't want to hear how that's happening. They just want to go up to people that they see as dominant and henpeck you and try to bully you into submitting to them. They've never gone through rites of passage. I don't white male, white female, white, black male, Hispanic, whatever. The trendies, they just have gone, never been through rites of passage, never been in a bunch of fights, never anything. They're just arrested development at like age 20. They're now going out. They've been told you're bad. Normally dumbed down people want to be bullies. Real alpha predators aren't preying on humans, so they don't want to do that. They want to build something. And they want to come up and henpeck you and attack you because they're going through what they would have gone through in junior high, but now they're 20. And they were told, oh, Alex Jones is racist, so let's go over and punch him in the nose and see what happens. Then you punch him in the throat, and they go to the hospital, and they sue you. And they, well, yeah, I hit him, but then he crushed my larynx. Well, you attacked me. See how that works? So they're children trying to be in an adult's world. This is all about arrested development. All the mental illness, everything. So let's go ahead and play this clip. I never got to it yesterday with Spicer. The Spicer's come out and said, oh, she has her First Amendment. Let's go to the lady attacking him. Here it is.
Feel to work for a fascist.
How does
it feel? You have a great country. Have you helped with the Russia stuff? Are you a criminal as well? Have you committed treason?
You know, pause.
Just like the
I want to play this in the other piece when we come back because the two go together in his response. But just, and again, people are like, yeah, this is old news. It's 24 hours old. I didn't get to it yesterday. My analysis is new. But just imagine. The mindset of all this where, oh, it's okay, tribalism. Again, he's an outsider. He's a Russian. Sean Spicer's a Russian agent who wants to cut taxes and secure the border and not let jihadis in and get $25 billion to black colleges and bring in trillions of dollars in the stock market and hundreds of billions of new jobs. Well, my God, thank God the Russians are here. Of course, he's not a Russian. But see, for her, as an Indian American, the highest demographic of money making for women and men, she wants to run over to some guy that's going to make $101,000 a year on average. The white male makes $26,000 a year, but it doesn't matter. She gets to feel good, and have her tribalism and run up and peck at him and attack. We'll be right back to play both the clips together in context. Stay with us.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Watson will host the fourth hour from London, England. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the main news website. We'll go over some of those headlines for you here in just a moment. I didn't get to this yesterday, but I want to comment on it now. Paul Watson wrote an article about a wealthy Indian-American woman from India who posted out all these tweets saying white people are inherently bad, inherently racist, inherently evil. She doesn't get that that's just basic tribalism from the media to divide and conquer that she's projecting on people. She's in an Apple store in D.C. and runs into Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, who's now come out yesterday evening in a press conference and said, hey, she has a First Amendment, it's fine, let her do it. So he took the high road. But it's the way she's saying, oh, the Russians, are you with them? Are you involved in this treason? You have the globalists that are taking our sovereignty, coming in, taking over our nation, enslaving our people, selling us out, And then, oh, that the media, the discredited media says, oh, Trump's a Russian agent. So the Russians want to cut our taxes. They want to secure our military, secure our borders, expand our military, get low interest loans to small businesses, get rid of the carbon taxes and other prohibitive systems that have shut our economy down. Wow. Well, then I guess the Russians really care about America. They want to make America great again. Russia can barely run its own country after 70 plus years of communism. It's trying to stabilize itself. But they're saying that Russia is what's running the whole world and is the reason Le Pen is ahead in the polls in France and is the reason that Wilders is ahead in the Netherlands and is the reason that Italy didn't vote to give up its sovereignty completely to the EU. My God, it's magical, like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. I mean, the Russians can do everything. They put my boots on this morning. Here it is. Yeah, the Russians put my boots on this morning, folks. Now, obviously, anybody that's a thinking person knows this is bull. So ask yourself, who do they think they're targeting? Well, they're targeting a bunch of freaked out people that have recently come to this country from all different parts of the world who feel like they're oppressed and feel like they're in a caste system and feel like everybody's out to get them and feel like they're not cool at the party. I learned real early going to events and going to country clubs and going anywhere that people that acted insecure, whether they were black or white or whatever, people didn't go over and talk to them. People that acted outgoing and like they were having a great time, everybody came over to. I remember saying when I was like 8 years old, I go, Dad, everybody is so nice to you and likes you so much. Well, he goes, well, because I'm outgoing, son. I'm nice. I'm charming. You know, you're a child, so you're a little insecure. That's normal, so you're not too outgoing and get into trouble. But by the time you're a teenager, things will activate in your mind to make you want to be outgoing and to go out and do things and have risk behavior. So you leave our hut and go out and create your own family. So you got into anthropology and sociology and psychology. Human psychology. You call it animal psychology. But he said most people never even leave the hut, or even if they do, they psychologically don't. And so they have chips on their shoulders. They're scared. And so they have that attitude. And then other people that are insecure resonate with that and then act the same way back. Then they believe people don't like them. And that's what the universities and all this political correctness do, is they try to create failed individuals that believe everyone's out to get them. So can we pull the article up? I had it yesterday, or can you print it from me? It was a Paul Watson article about Sean Spicer confronted by a crazed woman at an Apple store. I mean, everybody knows the story now. I wanted to give you her name, the demographics. She's got a big, successful company. There it is. Crazy woman shouts at Sean Spicer about fascist Trump in Apple store meltdown. We have a great country, Sean Spicer says, brushing her off. Such a great country that allows you to be here. So she just wants to be dominant. She wants to go out. She's in the demographic group that makes the most money. She's in the female demographic group that makes the most money, because Indians are hardworking, smart folks. But she's bought into the new form of dominance. She's going to go further. She's going to get the White House press secretary and show the white male, because in India, that'd be the very top class. They had a caste system with whites on the top, basically. So she's going to go and show him in a ritual that she's going to dominate him and use the magic words of white supremacy and the magic words of racism, and he'll submit to her. So it's kind of a coming of age. It's kind of cute. Like, you can't do that in your country. They just throw some gasoline on you and light you up and go get another dowry. That's just a culture. I'm not even against it. That's just a fact. So you come here in the West in the Christian society that's totally open to you, and it's basically spread its legs for you, and you can run up and henpeck because we have no defense mechanism and roll over and kiss your ass. And that's what it is. That's all it is. And the globalists want to extinguish the West. Now, most Indians actually love this and want freedom and want prosperity and want to be successful. But you sit there on top, the top demographic, the highest earning group. Paul's article has the mainline government graphs of the highest paid group in America, Indian Americans. And then you're bitching. We're the richest. We're the most successful. Oh, my God. Oh, we make over $100,000 a year. And you make 26,000 white male. In an American household income, $101,000 plus. And down there, because, you know, you can't call any other group. We've got the European American, and you find the final statistic. It's in the article, $26,000. That's the Source American Community Survey, and there's several others. The point is that it's just a load of crap. But see, the old model that's not Western is fight with each other over what caste or what group you're in. We were the revolutionaries in the West trying to get rid of it. So in a way, we're susceptible with no immune system to giant groups brought in that still have that. Now, when they respond, I'll say an Indian woman should have gasoline thrown on her and be lit on fire. No, I said, if J-Lo loves bringing in radical Islamicists from Somalia so much, if she went to Somalia, she'd be kidnapped and gang raped in 5 minutes. I said, please don't go do that. Same thing here. You could go be in a caste system and have some gasoline thrown on you. Hold on 1 second. Hello? Hey. Hey, brother, I'm on air. I'm going to call you back, all right? Thanks. Anyways, I don't know when I'm on air. Certain area codes you got to answer or you miss calls. You used to ignore phone calls. No, I don't ignore phone calls. Because you missed the president's phone call a good 10, 15 times. It's more than that now. I'm not bragging for all the dumbasses out there. I don't need the president to call me to be successful. And I've stood up and built our own operation with the listeners that love freedom. Trump is an extension of our success, just like he told Michael Savage wouldn't have been elected without you. It's all that coalition of liberty. We're with Trump. He's with us. It's not like we have to go be patted on the head. That's not what it's like with Trump. Oh, Alec Baldwin, if you can't make it, I got this. Ron Perlman says he wants to attack me. Let's go back to the clip I'm playing of a woman in an open free society that doesn't dominate women. She wants to be uber alpha now, and she's going to go flap her wings and get in Sean Spicer's face. Here it is.
Feel to work for a fascist. How does it feel? You have a great country. Have you helped with the Russia stuff? Are you a criminal as well? Have you committed treason too?
Because the Russians and Trump have all been proven to be criminals. The Russians run everything. In fact, Putin, I want to take a drink of water. Putin, I can't pick this glass up with water in it. Putin, levitated into my mouth. Putin. Let's go back to her.
Just like the president?
Thank you.
Have you committed treason too? What can you tell me about Russia?
Such a great country to live in.
Yeah, what can you tell me about Russia, Mr. Secretary?
Thank you.
What can you tell me?
To pause again. Look, he's just his own guy sitting there trying to get some electronics at a slave goods place, which I do too. And they're all made by slaves. It's a sad thing. But let's just go back to her. Here's the rest, and then his response. Here it is.
You know you work for a fascist, right? You work for a fascist. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about destroying our country?
Fascist.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel good about the decisions you're making? About lying to the American people? Do you feel good about lying to the American people? Do you feel good
about... You're mean to women. America said you're white. You ought to read her Twitter. You're white. You hurt women. What is it? Hundreds of thousands of women a year get gasoline thrown on them and get burned up in India because then they can get another dowry because you've got to pay for somebody to take your daughter. I'm not bashing India. Great people, whatever. People have their backgrounds, problems, ancient stuff, whatever. Huge population. Hey. Oh my God! I like America. I'm so rich. For the white male. Go read her website. Go read her. Oh my gosh! I don't like you. What are you doing? I'm sick of this. I hate this. Oh God, yeah. Oh, I hate your free society. Skip this break. Now let's go ahead and play Sean Spicer's response hours later in a press briefing room. Here it is.
What would be, I guess, your message to individuals who want to maybe, I see that woman was, you could argue, very aggressive. If somebody doesn't want to be aggressive and has a question for you, what would be your kind of message to a regular citizen that has an issue?
Ask it.
I interact with individuals all day long. 99% of them are pleasant, even with people who may not agree with our philosophy or programs or whatever. But it's a free country, and the beauty of it is that people can act how they want, no matter how that's interpreted, and as long as they stay on the right side of the First Amendment, we're good. Francesca.
Thank you, Sean.
So there you go. And I know what Trump's doing. He's letting the people attack and just putting up with it and being classy, hoping, here, let us cut your energy prices. Here, let us get jobs. Here, let us create some of this prosperity with all the new innovation that's coming and life extension. Here, just let us. The globalists want to kill you. The globalists want a world government to cut off the resources and kill everybody, including Indians en masse. And they want to merge Islam into India and have a huge war. That's the embedded plan. Just please, let us stabilize things and let us end China's one-child policy and end communism, and we can do everything together. Just please let us be good people. Please let it. No, you're the West! Die! But let me get into your country as soon as possible! Let me into your country right now because it's so horrible and so oppressive, Sean Spicer. That's what we're dealing with here. This is the mindlessness. This is the garbage. This is the brainwashing. I want to open the phones up to talk about any of the stuff we've covered, any of the news pieces, but I want to give you the number and then get to a piece out of the Colbert Report that really illustrates the brainwashing that's going on. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to get to that in a moment. First off, we have basically pretty much sold out of the new amazing antifungal, anti-yeast, proprietary system that goes with the Biome Defense, probiotics, and InfoWarsLife.com. That's why it's gone back to regular retail. But your health is worth everything. And a little bit of extra profit we make goes back into the company to help fight the globalist. And sign up for auto ship and still get the 10% off. As well, free shipping on all orders. That ends today. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. MycoZX Fungus and Yeast Cleanser by InfoWars Life. Check it out for yourself. We have the Ultimate Paleo Formulation Caveman for 33% off introductory pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, we're giving you Caveman again at 33% off. Also, we have the new RZ Air Filtration Preparedness Mask now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Highly discounted, the best reusable, replaceable system out there. Also, we're going to have the special again today, 50% off Super Female Vitality. That's a massive discount. There are formulas similar to it that cost twice the retail. So to do it at that price, unprecedented, sign up for InfoWars.com/newsletter. Not just get breaking news and video and article updates, but also get 50% off a product every day, one of the products. Will always be 50% off 7 days a week when you open that email. So it's critical to do that. Also, send that email on to others you know. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're under massive attack, obviously, everywhere. The establishment knows they're in trouble. The establishment knows people aren't listening to them anymore. So they're just going to next-level lies to kind of create fake controversies around those. So it's crazy. Now, before I get into your phone calls in the next segment, I want to get into this report that we're analyzing here in fair use, a so-called entertainment program that's really a disinformation fake news program. And as they push on the Colbert Report to have us banned and have us restricted, they're the ones putting out disinformation hiding behind comedy. Colbert mocks Conway by replacing shows' cameras with microwaves. Now, it was reported here first, 18 years ago, that they plan to put in smart appliances, smart meters, you name it, systems to track and trace your Wi-Fi, break into your codes, and give big data all your information. Now that's all admitted what our NSA and other whistleblowers told us in 1996, 1997. The CIA chief, then at the time, General Petraeus, came out and said, we'll spy on you through your dishwasher, all new appliances to track you. WikiLeaks just last week unveils Vault 7, the largest ever participation publication of confidential CIA documents, how they're using all the smart meters, you name it, to watch us. Here's a New York Times system microwaves, power poles, dishwashers. It's possible to hack an iPhone with sound waves, researchers show. Oh, yeah. They can send data over those as well. And, of course, they're even using new fluorescent bulbs with data over power lines with interfaces. You think you have an infrared, you know, recharger on your computer? That's a way for the light bulbs to actually interface with it. That was AP 10 years ago. They have articles on the news going, Jones is insane. I think light bulbs are watching you. No, I didn't say that. I read the AP on air. So, doesn't matter because the intellectual with his short, dark hair and little trendy glasses walks out and makes jokes to all the losers and tells them everything's okay. Because Alex Jones is fake news and Conway's a liar. So let's look inside the micro. We don't need cameras anymore to do the show. We've got microphones. Here's the BS.
Trump advisor and stepmom who is trying to replace your mother, Kellyanne Conway, explained yesterday.
So again, attack mothers right out of the way, make jokes about real people. Let's start it over. He's got his hands in his pockets like he's real genuine and everything else. This is the definition of fraud, preying on you. He sees his audience as an enemy. Literally, he has meetings with all those people. It's totally prey on people. He knows he's a con artist. Let's go back to the fake newscaster posing as a real journalist. Here it is.
Trump advisor and stepmom who is trying to replace your mother, Kellyanne Conway, explained yesterday that just because there's no evidence that his phone was wiretapped doesn't mean Trump is wrong.
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras.
It's true.
I didn't pause. He thinks the audience is so dumb. He's disputing the fact that they've got all these capacitors, microphones that are smaller than a grain of sand that are built in the capacitors. Listening, now they're getting even smaller. Or that, everyone knows there was no wiretapping. The New York Times said January 20th that Trump was wiretapped. We're showing on screen for TV viewers. Wiretap data used in inquiry on Trump aides. So again, more lying. The reason I start to stop it so much is it's all lies. Back to Stephen Colbert, enemy of America.
To turn into cameras. How do you think we filmed this show? Jim, show him camera 3 over here. Tell him we got over there. There it is. But Conway's microwave comment heated up online. So today, she explained to CNN's Chris Cuomo why her claims may have been a little off.
Chris, I'm not Inspector Gadget.
Yes. Okay, Chris. Okay. Inspector Gadget had all sorts of tools at his disposal. Gadget skates, gadget copter. Kellyanne Conway has only one move. Go alternative facts.
It's awesome. Go alternative facts. No, it's Colbert with alternative facts, making fun of and bullying a woman. I'm only playing a 3-second clip of her response about Inspector Gadget. This is a predator. Let's play the rest of the clip. Look how smart he is.
Oh, then she kept talking.
I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign. However, I'm not in the job of having evidence.
Okay. Who has that evidence job?
Trump is the president. He knows spying's going on. The Democrats have admitted it. And then they just get her on and beat her up on TV. Let's continue.
Because it's certainly not Paul Ryan or Tom Price, and it would be nice to know if Obama was spying on everyone through the popcorn setting on our microwave.
Pause again. Well, then let me tell you, because here's the former director of the CIA, when he was the director, General Petraeus, since you think your audience is dumb, CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher, admitting all the new appliances have digital systems that actually dial into your other cameras and microphones that are on your computer and your smartphone, and that's how they jack it all and grab the digital transmissions. And that's just one way they do it. But see, you know your audience doesn't read Wired Magazine, or at least you're hoping, right, Colbert? God, you're a piece of trash. Let's go back to him.
Oh, excuse me, my Hot Pocket's done.
And what's crazy is that's actually what's happening. They have wireless systems that jack and grab all your communications. So technically, it grabs the digital feed through it, runs it through the power system, data through power lines, then they grab the data of the actual video. See how that works? But it's not from the microwave itself. But see, it's all a joke. This is how you actually sell 1984, is you just have a sellout traitor, Judas goat predator like Colbert prey on his audience.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1165.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Phil, Jackie, Jeremy, Amy, Trace, and many others. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But as you notice, it's mainline so-called comedy that poses for years as news and then comes out and says, Donald Trump's racist, I'm racist, Alex Jones says it, black people aren't humans, I'm Alec Baldwin playing the part of the president. But people can't believe that that's not true. Because in the past, they would make a skit about, say, you know, David Duke and say he didn't like black people or something. People would go, well, I guess he might have said that. But now they just don't care. They just lie. Alex Jones hates gay people. Alec Baldwin said so. And then it becomes something real. It shows they're willing to go to any level. And then they want to ban us and are starting to censor us with the big mega corporations while they claim they're fighting the man. President Trump and Congress need to do something about this. They need to move against Obama's NDAA that set up a thing to censor the independent media. It's not the alternative. We're the real media. Against the traitor media, the enemy media, the garbage media, the cancer media. I mean, I don't know what you call it. But the truth is, on every front but health care, and this is a better bill than the original Obamacare, but it's still a big bonanza for the insurance companies, Trump's delivering. That's a whole other debate area about what Trump's doing with this health care bill. I understand it's meant to destroy the whole health care plan, Obamacare was, so now it's in such a hole, they need all this new funding, and at least Trump's being honest. It's not like Gruber hiding what's in the bill, and they're on the news saying, there's no death panels, there's no increase in premiums, you can keep your doctor, thank God the public's so stupid. I'll give Trump that, they're being honest about what's in it. But it's still bad. But think about what we'd have with Hillary. And I'm not defending what Trump's doing. I'm just thinking about where we were, where we were going, how it's meant to bankrupt the whole country if we don't get rid of Obamacare. This new system actually tries to pay for things and fix the system, but it fixes a system that's broken to begin with. So we're welcome to talk about that. We don't screen your calls, just what you're calling about if you want to tell us or how you're listening. Where should we start here? We got Trans in New Jersey, Obama's final year spending. Amy wants to talk about vaccines. Jeremy talks about Savage and Islam's war on terror, saying it's a fraud. Jackie says Trump's spirit coming back to USA. Judge Knapp on Fox, Obama's spying NSA. Let's talk to Phil in Florida. Phil, you're up first, worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Real quick, just to point out, the Hill is a PNAC front group. But anyway, they
have the Hill newspaper?
Yes.
I just know they're constantly lying about me.
Yeah, they're a PNAC, they're a neocon front group.
But like, out of the blue, Alec Baldwin did a piece about aliens and Jones wants to fight him. I mean, Jones is crazy. No, the fake Donald Trump said he learned from me that black people aren't humans. I mean, that's serious defamation. I don't care if it's done in a comedy format. And, you know, it's just crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Judge Napolitano was on Fox this morning talking about how Obama's fingerprints might not be directly on it. Apparently, the Brits, through their GCHQ or whatever it is, have total access upon request to all of the NSA data. And all he had to do to bypass the three organizations that he mentioned that were American organizations was just ask GCHQ, hey, what's Trump doing? And then GCHQ could inform him. And as we know, you know, Britain is almost totally under control.
Sure. I mean, this isn't your opinion, and I'll play the clip. They've always used foreign listening assets to listen to domestic assets or domestic citizens, domestic groups, to get around the law saying you can't spy on your own citizens. So that's a fact. Of course, the president was being surveilled. Any incoming president or any major political candidate's being spied on. That's all been declassified. They just think the public's dumb. I mean, they're in the news saying Obamacare was free still. Okay, or you can keep your doctor, or 2 + 2 = 5, or you didn't build your business. They do that on purpose. But, of course, it's not debatable. They were all over the news saying, we have intercepts of him talking to the Russians. And then the intercepts were, we can't talk about it till we're in office, but, yeah, we'll have meetings about sanctions. That's what a president does. And Flynn's like, I didn't talk about sanctions. Well, you're on the recording talking about sanctions. Yeah, having a meeting about them, that's not talking about sanctions. That's not my job. So in government, they're trained as lawyers or military to answer specifically on what they're being asked about. And so they played that off against people like Sessions meetings. So you're absolutely right, Phil.
Yeah. And then the only other thing, they were shocked that the registration for socialists, the Socialist Party of America, is increasing. But, I mean, that's what we're at war with. We are at war with a bunch of
lazy, dumb people that think Venezuela is the place to live. No, I know.
Yep.
They're really just people that hate prosperity. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
It's one thing to be greedy and rich. It's another thing to be greedy and lazy.
I hear you, brother. Unfortunately, most really rich people have disdain for the public. They want monopolies. They're cold-blooded, and they see us as weak because we actually want to empower the poor people when a large portion of the poor people are dumbed-down piranhas. And if they were elite, they'd be even worse. I get it. I just can't sign on to, you know, fluoride in their water and vaccines so half of them die. Then we'll probably end up physically having to fight them sooner rather than later physically. I just have to take the high road. Since you mentioned it, Obama used British spying agency to get surveillance. That's Fox reporting. Andrew Napolitano, here it is.
Three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What the heck is GCHQ? That's the initials for the British spying agency. They have 24/7 access to the NSA database. So by simply having two people go to them saying, President Obama needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump, conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it. And there's no American fingerprints on this.
And that's how they play the game to say America didn't do this. When England built the first spy grid, had the German codes all broken, and basically set up our grid with them. And they admit this on Discovery Channel and stuff, like the entire war, Brits didn't know all their phone calls were being listened to. The games they play. And you heard Savage talk about a bunch of pedophiles running this. England is run by pedophiles. So is the U.N. It's a fact. You don't get in the club unless you at least rape kids. A lot of them slit their throats, you name it. I mean, at the top. I mean, that's come out in the news. I mean, I know it sounds insane. But it's you know, it's going on. They'll say, Jones said a pizza place is slitting throats. No, I didn't. The media made it about a pizza place to divert all off onto that, where there's no basement, none of that stuff going on. Everybody hyperventilates over it, and then a bunch of fake stuff is put on the web, and everybody forces everybody to cover it, and then it becomes a big hysteria. So we've got that clip. I've got a lot of other clips I want to get to, but I want to go back to your calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Amy in Texas. Amy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Glad to be here. I was just recently contacted via phone last week to do a survey over vaccinations from the CDC. So the CDC called me last
week. Yeah, what they're really doing is canvassing with the health department numbers of people that aren't vaccinating their kids to put you in a federal database. That's an Obama deal. So let me tell you, when the CDC calls you, you hang the phone up.
Well, and I should have, but I entertained the conversation, so it was very intrusive with a lot of forceful questions.
Questions, yes. It's the government bullying, so tell us all about the love.
So, honestly, my kids are fully up to date on their vaccinations. It wasn't until just within the last few months that I started heavily researching and educating myself.
Oh, so you think you probably got in the database and there was a little intimidation phone call? Because that's actually how that works.
I believe so. And
well, that's why the quote inventor of the Internet, who was involved in it, unlike Al Gore, came out and said, political science has gotten so powerful with databases, they can come to your door with a laptop and know everything about you and manipulate you. We've got to ban political advertising online. Well, that sounds reasonable until you realize they're calling us political advertising, countering them. So it is a fact, not conspiracy now, that they've got databases of folks, what you're searching, and the fact that you may be getting woken up, and they've got little phone calls that are just surveys to intimidate you back into line. They call it nudging. Go ahead. So how'd the phone calls start getting?
Wanted to know where we lived, when my children were vaccinated, if they could get records from the doctors that they've had vaccinations at. How likely it would be that we were going to get the flu vaccine and the HPV vaccine for my teenage daughter.
Well, ma'am, let me tell you something right now. 100%, you talk about up to date, like your bills are paid or, you know, you're up in good standing. This is total social engineering. None of the vaccines even cover what they claim. From the Gardasil of the flu shot, the inserts tell you they don't protect you. They've never guessed the flu shot for the right mutation. Learned immunity is true. Artificially learned immunity is a real science, but there's a great danger, even if it's a, quote, clean vaccine and only the, quote, the attenuated pathogen that you're being given. Okay? So this is total social engineering, and you got to watch out. This might not have even been the CDC. A lot of records have been stolen, and a lot of people also call up claiming they're from federal agencies trying to get you to confirm your social security numbers and stuff so they can drain your bank account or loot you. So that might be what this was. I'm not sure, but you don't want to be talking to anybody on the telephone calling up asking you questions, okay? I know you're trusting and the government says it, but let me tell you something. It's a fact, okay, that predators have hijacked the government. Trump's trying to clean them out. He can't even get it two levels down cleaned out, okay? So... But again, most identities have been stolen. They've got to call up, though, to confirm other information with you, like maiden name and things, to be able to go out and really steal your identity. So let me ask, they asked you those kind of questions?
They did. And they also...
Probably had your identity stolen, ma'am. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Yes. They also set down the availability for me to send out emails and share your articles and articles over vaccines to, you know, certain people.
Excuse me, so this whatever this bully con artist was, government or not, on the phone, started telling you what you can and can't do? Here, tell me more. What did they say?
No, they also censored my email. They shut it completely down. For 36 hours, I was not able to get on my email. I would enter my password, and it was not coming
up.
Well,
that might not be related, but there is a lot of social engineering being tested, and they admit that, with real phone calls, real things into databases. But you probably gave them your email. Whoever it was broke in, stole your identity, and locked you out. So you need to call and check with the bank and everything. You probably had your identity stolen. Because, see, they can pose as everybody submits to government. So con artists are going to tell you you're government, okay? And there's con artists in government, but there's also con artists that aren't in government. Okay, so you probably had your identity stolen. I'm going to get your name and number. Give us your contact. I want to see where this goes as you do more research. But, Amy, did you ever think this might not be the government calling you up?
I didn't, just because it seemed too coincidental with my recent research.
No, ma'am, that's not how it works. They haven't gotten that.
Okay.
Listen, no. You probably online in a data breach or with a major bank, they have your info. They've got to call and get more to be. Have you checked your bank accounts? Have you checked your credit card stuff?
Yes. And there are no... transactions that have been made that haven't been by me.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. We're just, if you got more info, we'll keep in touch. We'll give you the email. John Harmon can talk to you. You see, when I was a child, there were 4 or 5 vaccines. Now that's up to 60. They want to give you hundreds. The neurological disorders are off the charts. It's killing people. So everybody's got to decide to say no. Now, they always say you should be arrested if you don't take vaccines. You'll make other people sick. If they've had the vaccine, how is you not having going to get them sick? The vaccine causes the shingles. The shingles vaccine is live herpes simplex, attenuated, but it still gives it to you. My dad, before he quit doing medical practice, he said almost all his old patients would get shingles. He'd say, oh, did you take the shot? Yeah, last week. And he'd be like, oh, very nice. A lot of them would just die afterwards. You wouldn't see them no more. But she's like, oh, they're just dead. No big deal. Just, you know, dead babies, dead old people, dead everybody. You know, it's no big deal. Let's just be liberal and trust our government. Amy, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Listen, our government's overrun by communist Chinese operatives, Islamists, you name it. The government's gone. The media's controlled. Con artists have your identity at half the time. You've got to start not trusting people you don't know. Well, the old-timers kept their money in a mattress. Only trust people they knew for 50 years. That's called being smart, not called being an old-timer. You get old enough, you get screwed over enough, you become an old-timer. Oh, my God. Jackie in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How are you? Basically, I wanted to talk about... I'm 68, and I was at the demonstrations with Vietnam. I was at the demonstrations at the Republican National Convention. And for the past 30, 40 years, I've felt almost helpless and powerless with all the nonsense that's been going on. I started working for Trump in August, where I live, got ostracized, got befriended, all this nonsense. And I just feel like there's finally hope. That maybe.
Exactly. You went through the bullying, you went through the intimidation, you went through the racketeering, but now you're coming out of the clouds into the sun. Exactly. Because the persecution became sweet, not bitter, because it actually delivered something. It actually had an effect. You feel fulfilled.
about it, and I don't understand why people, I was taught manners, and how you can disrespect the position that President Trump has, burn him in effigy, put bullet holes into a dummy. That's not respect, and I don't believe kids today have respect because either they decided not to learn it.
They've been given everything. They haven't been overrun by foreign enemies and seen their cities burn yet. They'll learn respect. They haven't seen bioweapons killing billions of people yet. They'll learn respect. If we're unable to fight the globalist plan, they will beg in the end. Beg that we would have been there to save them.
Wouldn't that be something?
They think because you care, Jackie, that you're weak. See, they see you not being arrogant and you caring is weak. They're just fallen, pathetic people, brain damaged from vaccines. You really got to feel sorry for them. But the good news is enough people are awake who do see what's happened, and so we're coming together.
I hope so. But I did want to say one thing. This is old news. The satanic thing that was on a couple weeks ago, and I got ostracized for Trump. I got ostracized for being a Wicca, and I got ostracized back when hippies started. But I just want to put in a good word for us because none of us paid any attention to it. And
well, sure. I want to be clear that people following other ancient religions obviously aren't the classical Middle Ages devil worship that we see the globalists pushing. I understand that. But the thing is, they are pushing that. In those archetypes of Christian versus the devil, that's what they're building and doing. But I certainly am not going to sit there and judge people and attack people that have other religious views and things. And I certainly get that classical earth worship is not your classical devil worship. So I hear you, Jackie. Let's come back and talk to Trace, Matt, Kimberly, and others straight ahead. But I tell you, it's one hell of a time to be alive, folks. Do not answer questions when somebody calls you.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All All right, Paul Watson is coming up from London, England here in just about 6 minutes. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I'll try to get as many of your calls as I can right now, like Trace and Kimberly and Jeremy and a few others. But I was just thinking about how we're just sitting here calmly taking the fact that they're openly saying they're going to censor us and are starting to shut us down. It's just crazy. And the lying and all of it. We're dealing with a group of authoritarians that are posing as liberals, and they're allied with a bunch of fake conservatives. And it just comes down to that. Don't submit to them. Don't go along with them. Speak out against them. Just keep waking other people up, and we're going to win because our ideology is prosperity and just basic common sense. Like President Trump has said, doesn't mean we're perfect, but we're not out to get people. Trace in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex?
Yes.
How you doing, my man?
Good.
I'm calling from New Jersey. I actually gave you a call last year. I was calling because I saw this article on Yahoo News earlier, and it caught my attention because it was like, really? Well, Obama's final year, U.S. spent $36 million in records losses. That is amazing to me. There was 31 FOIA lawsuits filed by the New York Times alone. And all of these have been defeated. How? Because of this $36 million that Obama has pushed. And it's not just in, you know, the...
Yeah, I'm missing what you're saying. What's the headline of the article? In Obama's final year, he did what? In records lawsuits. Is that, trying to block FOIA, not following the Freedom of Information Act?
Yes.
I know. The last few years, they just refused everything and anything. The borders are open, total lawlessness. That's a good point.
So what it's saying right here, as I'm looking at the article, as I'm on the phone with you, it says, of the $36 million in legal costs fighting such lawsuits last year, the Justice Department accounted for $12 million. The Homeland Security Department for $6.3 million and the Pentagon for $4.8 million. The three departments accounted for more than half the government's total records request.
Oh, I've sent off under Obama three times with lawyers and money for my FBI file. They just won't even respond to the FOIA. They just do not care. The courts ignore it. The media ignores it. They gave Obama total cover for lobbyists and criminality and releasing no records, and now we're getting records through Trump. It's $260 billion. Last week it was $180-something billion. $260-plus billion Obama stole out of people's private bank accounts and gave to insurance companies in Obamacare. Imagine if he had robbed Fort Knox, it'd be a big deal. Because it was digital, it's okay. And we're just learning. That's why they want Trump out of there. They're so scared. Because they've just committed crimes the likes of which the world's never seen.
As a veteran, seeing this, it blows my mind because of the pure simple fact, I know what they're doing to us veterans. And I'm looking at the fact that Obama went ahead and spent almost $40 million to block the truth getting out. So
no one has ever blocked FOIA like this and violated federal law. They don't even respond. We've got all sorts of FOIAs about simple stuff. Not even a response. And you can take them into court, and the courts just sit there and tie it all up. They're ignoring the law. It's an act of belligerent tyranny against the people. And that's why, finally, you see Trump is the last gasp of trying to save the country and a bunch of spoiled, rotten scum like Snoop Dogg and Alec Baldwin running around making up more lies, trying to stop us, trying to save the country. But, Trace, I'm glad you raised that, because that's a big deal. And I keep forgetting that, Obama ignored 4 years like no one else in history. All right, I want to take one more call from Jeremy in Kansas, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Watson. We're going to be watching in the next segment. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com/show. They're censoring us. Spread the links.
Visit GCN Live.
We can overpower them. Today.